There are so many people that were so instrumental in the early days of AIDS in particular who really made a difference.
Utah AIDS Foundation Executive Director Stan Penfold says last night was about honoring four of them who made a difference here in Utah.
Bruce Bastian, Dr. David Sunwald, Sarah McClellan from the Northern Utah, and Sue Yannick, who is a health nurse with the Valley Health Department.
Sue Yannick began her work at the Salt Lake Valley Health Department in the mid-1980s. There, she was assigned to work in the sexually transmitted disease clinic and took patients with HIV under her wing.
At first, there was not much we could tell them. There was no medication. We could refer them to a doctor. And I thought, you know, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be something. And so I started talking with them about stress. What were their biggest fears? Had they come out yet?
Yannick is now retired, but she says working with patients diagnosed with HIV is her calling in life. Listen as she describes an encounter with a client 10 years after his scare with HIV.
There was a man in a restaurant where we were eating, and I knew he looked familiar to me. And he asked the owner of the restaurant, he said, "Is her name Sue?" And they said, "Yes, that's Sue Yannick." And he said, "She changed my life." He was negative, but he said I was the first straight person that had ever been nice to him, knowing that he was gay.
Former Utah Department of Health Director Dr. David Sundwall, a clinical professor of public health at the University of Utah, was also honored. As former health staff director in the U.S. Senate, Sundwall took action when HIV cases first began popping up in the U.S.
I was in a position where I could mobilize some federal attention to this, and we convened hearings in the U.S. Senate, had dramatic testimony from leaders in public health and patients or victims of the virus.
Sarah McClellan and Bruce Bastian were also recognized. McClellan founded the Northern Utah Coalition in Ogden, which offers walk-in appointments, outreach workers, and support groups for those suffering with HIV. Bastian, the co-founder of WordPerfect, helped establish a trust, helping people suffering with HIV and AIDS to stay in their homes. The Utah AIDS Foundation estimates there are 3,000 people living with HIV in Utah. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.